Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
All righty. Once again, you are tuned into the best, the greatest, most fabuloso small business podcast out there.
Fabuloso is a cleaning product, I believe.
Well, sounded good.
I think I missed a few cues coming.
Well, once again, thank you for tuning into the Watch for the Hook Business Entrepreneur Podcast on the Watch for the Hook Wednesdays. It's Michael with
Tatiana.
All right, Ms. Parker, how you feeling today?
Listen, that's all I got.
She said, listen.
Listen, that's all I got.
Listen.
That's it right there.
All right, so while we listen to Ms. Parker, we're going to dive into this week's topic. And today we're going to talk about don't let AI fool you.
Hey, you out here thinking you slumming.
Or everything else. So people kind of forget what AI is. Artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
AI is from your cars, your vehicles, your computers, to the checkout machine at the local grocery store.
Well, yeah, that's true.
That's artificial intelligence.
Yeah, it is.
It's anything that a person is not sitting out, calculating, or working themselves.
Yeah.
A calculator is artificial intelligence.
It is.
So artificial intelligence has been around for some time.
Yeah, you're not counting your fingers, toes, and or pebbles.
Yeah, not using the abacus.
No way?
Abacus.
What is that?
Well, the thing they used to have that you slide the things on the side of the abacus.
Dude, what are you, like 95?
Yeah, that was an abacus.
Man.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't use it. Did you use it?
Oh, they had one. Oh, that's cool. Preschool.
This how tired you know I am.
Water don't count.
Listen.
And it's ice and it's noisy.
Listen, hey. I'm look, it's been a lot, but I'm going to stick to the topic at hand.
Well, yeah, but now we about one step away from the Terminator.
Yeah. Oh, maybe I can get to, you know, when she did the manual cock with one hand.
When she cocked the shotgun.
Yeah, with one hand.
Well, I pray that you don't have to cock your shotgun at nobody. I really pray for that part. I just really don't. Yeah, I just don't really think. I just want us to be there right now. I really just don't want us to. Yeah, I mean, you ran. You, damn, Gina, you went red. You went
red. No, but that's what she did.
I'm talking.
You know, the actress, and she had the one hand, and she had it good.
I know, but if you hadn't said it, I'd tell you a name. But yeah, she's been around for some years.
My bad. That was like one of the most iconic scenes in that whole thing.
Oh, yeah. Terminator 2 was the best out of all of them. Yeah. I mean, most folks still stay the original, but I'll say 2 was probably the best with the visual
she
effects.
She walking and she did that gun. Okay, anyway, I'm sorry. Now Michael afraid to go to sleep.
I mean, shit, I've been seeing a bunch of scary movies. Scary movies don't bother me.
Oh, I was talking about me.
Oh, wait, shit, that's on you. About that up.
What?
That's on you. But yeah.
Whatever.
But get back to the AI that we supposed to be talking about. Ms. Park over here, married, going down memory lane.
You said Terminator.
Yeah, you done ran all into Terminator 2.
Mm-hmm.
But what we really talking about is that in the age of fakeness, AI is at the forefront of just faking people out.
Yeah, it is.
And what I want people to understand is you cannot listen and take everything that is AI generated
right
as gold. Right. Please believe me. If you see something that says Michael Parker worth $1 million, it's fake.
Sorry. You're not worth $1 million.
Not just yet. I ain't there yet. Let me get them. I mean, listen, we use AI on the backside of our site to help put out products. Even use pictures. AI would generate a person in a picture. That person ain't actually wearing a shirt. But AI will help you generate a picture of somebody or have your picture floating in the air when it was actually never floating in
yeah.
the air.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I'm not going to give any more analogies. I'm just going to say, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, AI can create things that look superb.
Yes. The perfect, I'm going to say physique, be it curvy, be it muscular.
Are you talking about the filters?
Yeah, that's AI. I mean, that's AI too. Like, yeah. you can go get the images created where you can, and this is an example, not to be offensive. Black family cookout, right? They might pull up, somebody we consider unk, auntie, or two, three others at a table playing cards, and everybody has the most smooth complexion.
Ain't a bump inside.
Ain't a bump. Hairlines is all good.
Not a spriggly hair out of
it. just the richness and the depth of the color, like of the images. It's AI.
Yeah.
And we slap them filters before you post them pics as AI too.
Yeah, even like some of our shorts that we post on our many social media channels, it will ask us, would you like to roll in an AI-generated role? And then it will take verbiage from what was said in our, like this podcast.
Yeah.
If we do an AI-generated role, it will take what we're talking about and it will spit out an image that it thinks will go along with what we're talking about.
Right.
And then it's up to us to accept or reject it, or say regenerate and find something else.
Right, right. Exactly. Refresh or, circle icon, click again. Yeah.
Exactly. And so that's where we're trying to get people to understand you can't take everything AI generated for what it's worth.
Perfection.
Yes.
It's a different level of perfection. There's a different level of attainment of something for perfection. And that's AI is almost, I'm not saying AI is perfect, but AI creates the illusion of, simple perfection.
And there's the word you did. That's what I was waiting on you to do. Knock it down. Illusion.
Yeah. It's definitely
an illusion. Yeah. People, we still have to deal in a world of reality.
Yeah.
The reality of this world is it's fucked up.
Show us what your face looks like without makeup.
Listen, he's having.
You see mine all the time. That's
one thing I love with my wife. We ain't got to have no bunch of all that other stuff. Pores are real on people's faces. Everybody has trillions of pores.
What'd you say, these pictures with no pores? Like, girl, where your pores?
Why is everybody out here looking like Casper the Friendly Ghost?
No pores.
I have a pore.
It's the mood. That school-age scar.
Face is the color of a halo.
No acne. No acne scar, right?
Ain't never fell down.
Skincare regimen on point.
You ain't never fell down. Like, mosquito ain't never hit you. You ain't never got a
scratch. Bite, nothing.
Fuck out of here. Come on, folks. We can't be like this. The world ain't... It's
unattainable. Yeah.
Yes. There's so many people out here trying to attain.
It's unattainable. Yeah.
You are chasing... You are acting like Wile E. Coyote, and perfection is the roadrunner. He never called
it. Right.
He never called the roadrunner.
Yeah.
And a couple of times, he thought he had his ass, roadrunner juked him.
But even with the way AI, when I say it evolves and it changes quicker than what a human can do, because that's the intent, right?
The algorithm never stops.
It's like there's a level of perfection. There's a level of gratitude you may not ever reach because the goalpost is constantly moved.
They just took you off the field. You don't even remember.
Yeah, like they just change it. Like, oh, okay, that was cool. And then, okay, so never mind. I ain't gonna go there.
5 minutes later. 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's changed. So I've seen some people where they were producing tees, graphic tees, and they were using AI generated. Art, I guess I should say. Like, even with producing that, when you try to go and actually produce it, like the colors that captivated you on screen, you may not get to have those colors in that depthness translate over, right?
Because in reality, that color is hard to produce.
It doesn't exist.
Boy.
It doesn't. That could have been a mix of 10 colors.
Yes.
You will never be able to capture that. So now you've got this physical product in your hand and you're displeased because it doesn't come through and it doesn't look like what you thought it was going to look like because of that generated image on the computer.
Yes.
And I think that's something that actually hit us one time.
Oh, yeah.
And it looked great, but it just did not translate.
Like, people don't understand looking at computer screens, your phones, TVs.
Mm-hmm.
It's pixelated.
Mm-hmm.
Pixels, you know. And they made a movie about it. Then, you know, the pixels is all the little stuff that generates your screen on these mobile devices and electronic devices.
Yeah.
But once it comes to the human eye,
yeah,
the human eye is not pixelated.
Mm-mm.
The human eye is one of the most in-depth creations of all time. They can't recreate what your eye can do.
No. And sometimes our eyes just simply can't see what's there.
Your eyes cannot make, your mm-hmm. eyes cannot make out what a computer or a electronic device can actually produce.
Right.
And then you get to the point where disappointment hits you.
Yep.
Because what you thought was so grandioso in illusion not be brought to reality.
Right, right. It doesn't translate over. It doesn't come through.
AI gave you the illusion that this was possible. People think that maybe everything is possible. Everything is possible. Some things are impossible.
Right.
That's why the word impossible exists.
That's true.
And you have to just realize when you're out here on electronic devices, do your research. Understand exactly what you are looking for. Because a lot of people will let AI tell them what they're looking for. Oh, you can go find this. Well, go look right over here. And then you go looking like, but no, that ain't really what I wanted. But this is what you said. But then it's not what you wanted.
Right.
So then it's up to you to go look and find what you want. Because, like I said, AI will have you thinking the world ending tomorrow because it'll generate something and somebody will share it. And
yeah,
that's true. And then it'll say, at 12 p.m. tomorrow, there will be an asteroid shower of 6 billion asteroids.
War of the Worlds.
Yes, hitting the Earth. You all will die. I hope you had a great life. See you on the other side.
Mm-mm.
And then you'll get a bunch of dumb suckers that'll share the shit like 10,000 times.
They gonna do.
Man, the world finna be over. Man, the world finna be over. Listen, we still have plenty of people that live and dwell in reality.
Right.
Do not let AI make a fool out of you.
Don't do it.
So-and-so, did you see that clip where they said so-and-so said this? No, that ain't even his voice. They voice over people so much now.
And then they're even making the AI-generated reels where it's like the elderly.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's hilarious, but it's like my grandma would have said something that would have went along the lines of that message, but it wouldn't have been those words.
And it's funny that it's almost like AI is making anybody accept everything. Oh, man, you know, we could do this now, or you could do that. Or did you see what they did with this? As a business owner, you now got to go think about it. Do I really want to do that?
Right.
Trends, fads, AI runs so much of that stuff now.
I mean, just as quick as you can type it in the search bar and that engine runs and outputs you this picture, I mean, it can change.
Yes.
Just as quick. But what you just did, you know.
It's old.
It's old. And then you sitting up here like trying to produce it and all that kind of stuff. It's old. It's old.
I mean, even to the point where you're trying to, like, let's just say, back to school shopping.
Mm.
And you looking for a certain outfit and a certain thing. You know, so I see this a lot of times. People order stuff offline and they get it. And they be like, it don't look like it do on the girl in the picture.
I ordered a 2X. This is about a small.
That ain't you in the picture you looked at. See,
sure ain't.
See, AI, I thought, who was that?
Mm-hmm.
That ain't you.
That was an AI. Look.
That was you.
All of them curves.
That
6-inch waist, yeah. Oregon's got to go somewhere.
You know, I done bought some shoes. Oh man, them shoes look fly on the sole. So man, put them on my feet. Man, my feet look like they 7 feet long.
I was gonna say whole height miss.
Yeah, like damn, these shoes ugly on my feet.
Nope, ain't working for me.
But hey, I thought you had them looking smooth,
right?
On that whatever device you were looking
at. Yeah, you right. You don't need to be looking at them.
Then you slap them on up. Your slap them on your big size 12, 13 foot. Your don't, damn foot.
It don't like hit it, the same.
Yeah, no, that shit hit no ugly.
Don't hit the same.
But yeah, we just, like I said, we just want y'all to understand, do not date that 8-5 boy. Do your research. Use what works for you.
Mm-hmm.
What works for others ain't meant for everybody. We talked about too. Everything ain't for everybody.
Right. That's true.
If your company can use a little AI, then use AI in a way that benefits your company.
Right.
Just don't get down here and go grab a shit. Well, you know, so-and-so ran this.
Right.
So-and-so ran that. Well, here, watch this. Put us in it. Oh, that shit don't even look right.
No, it doesn't fit. Yeah.
Wouldn't fit.
No, it doesn't.
But they say, ain't you man?
You can use it. I mean, I guess at some point in time, you just have to sum it up and say, you can use it for what works for you.
Yes.
What best works for you. That doesn't mean don't. It's just moderation, okay? Moderation.
Figure out how it works for you and your company, mm-hmm. or whatever ideas you want to do. They say, copying somebody is the greatest flattery.
The greatest form of flattery, yeah.
Yeah, but you don't have to copy. You can be original.
You can.
You know, yeah, just like the original designs at www.watchboys4thehook.com. Just that simple. Ms. Park, I appreciate you coming out today.
Absolutely.
You know, y'all stay dry. I mean, hydrated.
I'm like, what? It's dry, all right.
Stay hydrated. It is hot as fuck.
It's hot.
You know, they got heat advisories. Everybody stay safe.
Yeah.
Drink your water. Drinking a soda is also not drinking water.
I'm glad.
Man, I drank me a pop earlier.
No, for sure. Yeah, no, we're not doing that.
Water is nature's fruit juice.
Yeah.
Y'all stay hydrated. We'll catch y'all next time.